We're seeing many industries bounce back this summer from the COVID-19 pandemic, but one where many are still seeing some problems with public health, that would be visual and performance arts. Things just made a little bit more tricky through that, and the Restart the Arts grant is trying to help those local artists. That grant program is looking to change that, and it's open until August 31st, which is next Tuesday, thanks to some funding from the American Rescue Plan Act. Joining me on the phone today is Katie Murray, who helps lead up the Orange County Arts Commission, who is running this Restart the Arts grant, to share a little bit more. Katie, thanks so much for taking the time. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So for folks who might not be aware of the Restart the Arts grant, it has been going on, or the application has been going on, kind of all throughout this month. But can you tell us a little bit more? How did it come about, and how much money is at play?
Well, the total amount is $100,000, and it came to be because of a, you know, like you said, a recognized need to support this industry that is struggling so much. So when the American Rescue Plan funds came available, those of us, you know, within the county were asked to submit proposals on ways that the money could be utilized in a way that addressed the goals of the act. And, you know, the first stated goal of the ARP is to help restore industries that have been so negatively impacted. And certainly the arts falls, you know, probably at the top of that list. The nature of the arts is audiences. You know, you really do not have the arts if you do not have people. So, and that's just been impossible now going on a year and a half. We thought in the early spring we were kind of coming out of it and things were looking better, and then here we are again. So I'm even more thankful now that they approved this back in June, because the situation now is dire again. So I submitted this proposal asking for funding, and luckily our county commissioners approved it in June. And so we are, you know, now the application's open. We've been talking to a lot of people about how to apply, and I hope that we get a lot of applications in next week.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm hoping that you can share a little bit more about that, about how the arts have been affected in kind of this, you know, I've lost count on how many waves, but really the Delta variant, of course, making it so people having to mask up in indoor spaces again. And, you know, we saw this summer, it did look like for some businesses, things were really getting back to a more normal part, but, or more normal operations. But what have you heard from, and what have you seen around the local arts industry?
They've been saying for a long time that the arts was the first to close and was going to be the last to reopen. And I think that that is absolutely proving true. You know, even those of us that are, you know, avid arts supporters, we are maybe a little hesitant to, you know, get back out going to concerts, even when they're in an outdoor environment, or go to a gallery opening or a reading. So I do think that they are really going to be the last industry to get back into full operations. I can't even really put into words the impact it's had on our industry. You know, almost every organization here in Orange County that I know of had to, you know, furlough and in some cases lay off workers. They have lost the ability to generate their earned income. And that, you know, organizations that provide the arts are reliant on being able to sell tickets or host classes and generate revenue themselves. Of course, they're nonprofits, so they also rely on sponsorships and donations, but earned income is how they sustain themselves. And so that is the piece that's been impossible over this last year and a half. Thankfully, we've had, you know, relief efforts like PPP come available, and the Save Our Stages Act, which ended up being the Shuttered Venues Operators Grant. That has been a massive lifeline to many organizations here in Orange County. But they're still struggling and they're going to continue struggling. So, you know, they need more money. They need more support. And this grant program hopefully will provide a little bit of that.
We're speaking with Katie Murray of the Orange County Arts Commission, their website, artsorange.org. And we're talking about the Restart the Arts grant, which is open for application for all local artists until August 31st. That would be next Tuesday. So, Katie, who is eligible for this? And what are some of the kind of expenses that could be covered by this funding? Because I imagine that there are maybe like a couple of strings attached since it is coming from the federal government and kind of delineated down eventually to the county government and to the Arts Commission. So who's eligible to apply and what can they use this money to help cover?
So all arts organizations are eligible, but nonprofit organizations whose operating budget, let me figure out a better way to say this, non-arts organizations are also eligible as long as 25% or more of their operating budget is arts-related. So, you know, you may have a Boys and Girls Club that has a, you know, robust arts after-school program. And so they could certainly be eligible. And then in addition to that, artist co-ops are eligible and unincorporated groups of artists. So if there's, you know, a group of artists that have been out there as a performing group or a, you know, visual arts collective for, you know, many months now, they had to have been existing before the pandemic happened. And if they've been able to hang on over this last year and a half, then they are also eligible. They can ask for operating support or programming support. It just can't be something that has already been covered through another relief program. And that could be federal, state, or even local, because, you know, we also had our local relief fund that we issued the last round of grants for that in May, thinking that we were out of this. So as long as they haven't gotten money for that expense before, then it is something that they can request funding for through this grant program.
That makes sense. And since it is so widespread, what has the participation been like so far? How many applications has the commission gotten? Do you know?
Yeah, well, I haven't counted lately. I'm getting pretty regular reminders from my grant portal letting me know, but it's a grant program. People procrastinate. So, and I'm guilty when I'm applying for grants too. So I am sure by Tuesday, my inbox will be filling up with notifications. So we hosted a training session a few weeks ago and had about almost 40 people registered for that. So there definitely is a lot of interest out there.
Absolutely. And you mentioned, of course, the grant money that the Orange County Arts Commission had and distributed last year and earlier this year. Beyond this Restart the Arts grant, are artists looking at other resources being available, or are we at the point where there's a lot less federal government help than there was last year?
No, well, that's a tricky question. I mean, a lot of the relief, you know, quote, relief services that were out there kind of have wound down, and a lot of that is because of donor fatigue. You know, our relief fund's a good example of that. I mean, it was made up of, you know, the average donation was $100, and we raised $135,000. So that's a lot of people giving not a huge amount, a decent amount. And you know, they give and they give and they give, and then it's like, it's still here and we still need support. And so, unfortunately, donors tend to suffer donor fatigue and they end up putting their money towards other efforts. But I think what has happened that I don't know would have happened if it were not for the pandemic is a better understanding of the value of artists. There is this, and it's not just artists, you know, you're seeing this in like the restaurant industry too. There's a greater understanding of like how people support themselves and the risks that they take to make a living and the fact that they need to be paid a living wage. And so I know that that is something that's, it seems to be understood better, that, you know, you You wouldn't ask your accountant to volunteer their time. So you shouldn't ask an artist to volunteer their time. That is how they're, you know, putting food on the table and supporting their kids. And so that, I don't know, I see some little silver linings that have come from all this that kind of tend to kind of ripple down. And so, or maybe that's just me trying to be optimistic and grasp onto a few positives with all this, but that's what I'm seeing anyway.
Yeah. Hopefully there are some there. And I mean, we know that the arts will persevere even when it gets tricky. People's creative limits and bounds are, well, no limit is there, I should say. And we're speaking with Katie Murray, who heads up the Orange County Arts Commission. Once again, artsorange.org, the website to go to check out this Restart the Arts grant. The application period open through Tuesday. And if you missed that training program, that training information session, they do have that available on their website if you need to go back and rewatch that. Katie, we need to begin to wrap up the conversation, but I did want to leave a little bit of time. Obviously, the Arts Commission has that happening, but many other things I'm sure going on as the summer begins to wrap up. What is what's happening around the Arts Commission? What are some things you're looking forward to as we get into the fall?
Well, we are opening a new art space, which is a weird thing to say coming out of that conversation we were just having. But back in May, I requested from the county commissioner's approval to move into a new, well, not new, it's in the historic Eno Mill in Hillsboro, a 7,000 square foot art space that is going to provide us desperately needed class space for the community. It has a 1,000 square foot gallery and then five studios that are being leased to four artists and Art Therapy Institute, actually, who's based in Carrboro, but their demand has skyrocketed through the pandemic, and they've been wanting to expand in the Hillsboro, so they're going to be one of our tenants as well. And we are so excited. We're still unpacking. It's full of boxes and smells like paint, but it is an awesome space, and we are going to be able to just do so much for the community, showcase awesome artists that, you know, and may or may not have other exhibit opportunities around here. So we are shooting for a grand opening of October 1st, which is not far away.
No, it's not.
I'm trying to stay sane.
Yes.
But that's the plan anyway, October 1st, which is a Friday, and we'll be making that official decision probably next week, and I'll be getting the word out in a major way once we decide one way or the other.
Well, that's definitely exciting. The Eno River Mill Studios has been something that it caught my attention really since the beginning, since the county commissioners approved it. It seems like it's just such a great resource and a really needed resource for Orange County. I'm sure artists in there have had kind of a tough time with the pandemic hitting right as the studio space really opened up to them. But it seems like, and especially now with this expanded space, like it is an incredible resource.
It is. And it, you know, the mill owners are an incredible partner. They have offered this space to us, you know, for a very reasonable rate, and the commissioners believe in the vision of the space. And so we are able to, you know, offer artists affordable workspace. And it just, the value of that is pretty profound.
Yeah, it can be a game changer. Well, if you want to learn more about that, and again, learn more about the Restart the Arts grant that is open until Tuesday, head to the Orange County Arts Commission website, artsorange.org. And Katie Murray, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us today a little bit more about the program and everything happening around the commission.
Thank you so much, Brighton. I appreciate it.